Welcome to In Case She Didn't Tell You, a podcast about all things womanhood and feminism. I'm your host and producer, Lexa Henderson. Hi, welcome back to In Case She Didn't Tell You. I'm Lexa Henderson, your host and producer, and today I'm here with Martin McManus.
Hello.
I just wanted to bring in a male perspective while we talk about the importance of female safety. That's going to be our focus today. So we're just going to jump right in. So I'm 21, so pretty prime for going out in a college town. And a lot comes with that. There's a lot of responsibility that comes with that, being a woman and going out and, you know, your friends and having to worry about their safety and things like that. But I want to go over some things that I feel have helped me and that I've seen that maybe could be a little bit preventative. Obviously, women, you know, we're not the issue, but we have to unfortunately be just a little bit more vigilant about our surroundings and be a little bit more alert about our surroundings. So the first thing, obviously, I think just being alert and being aware, when you're with your friends, the buddy system, just like back in kindergarten, I think that's so important to just always have a friend with you. If you're going to the bathroom, if you need to step out or do something, it's important to just tell your friend like, hey, I'm going to be over there, or can so-and-so come with me? Keep your phone on you and just make sure that somebody knows where you're going to be at all times. I think that's super important. You know, and then also obviously drinking, when you are drinking, you're not 100% going to be, you know, probably the most aware person, but it's just important to know your surroundings, especially if you're going somewhere that maybe you're not familiar with, and you're not familiar with the people or the environment. It's really important to be extra aware and to, you know, really pay attention, like where you're setting your drinks, or if guys are buying you drinks, you know, and they're super nice and cool, and you're like, yeah, of course I want to take the free lemon drop. Like, of course I'll take it. But you don't want to just, you know, let them walk it over to you and then you take it, because a lot could have happened from the time they grabbed it from the bar and the time they brought it to you. And unfortunately, that happens a lot. And, you know, so do you want to jump in or say anything?
Sure. I mean, I'm just listening to everything that you say.
And, yeah.
Just nodding my head.
Yeah.
Pretty much the whole time. That definitely is a night and day difference between, you know, when I go out with my friends and I see you go out with your friends.
Yeah.
Just the stuff that you guys have to deal with. And it's kind of like the norm. Whereas, you know, as your boyfriend, it's very, initially it was concerning, but then I realized that it's just the way it kind of goes, and learning to adapt to it and just become educated and like, keep your head screwed on right, is much more productive than trying to
change everything
and stress about it and right. Do all this stuff. So it is definitely, it's a good topic to talk about and, you know, just expand on, and hopefully somebody listening will learn a thing or two or take away a different perspective that'll help them deal with that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah, I 100% agree. I think that, you know, not a lot of men really consider that as, you know, the experience that women have when they go out, because, you know, I still have fun. Don't get me wrong. Like, I still have a great time. You know, you can still have fun while being safe and just being aware, because you don't want to, unfortunately, you know, be a victim of what a lot of women do fall victim to because of the just violence that can happen. And especially when there's drinking and it's dark and it's late and people just think they can get away with a lot more, that, you know, they unfortunately do get away with a lot more.
Alcohol, I feel like, just has, you know, people who have confidence issues or are insecure, men specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Or do these kind of things, like alcohol kind of gives them a false confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Or like it'll make them think like a bad idea is a good idea.
Yeah.
Or they can get away with something or do whatever. Sure. Whether it's even just, it ranges from the smallest thing like hitting on you or catcalling you or doing something like that to physically putting hands on you or
exactly
doing anything like that. So, I mean, like you were saying, just violence in general, like your coworker wasn't a victim of a sexual crime. She was a victim of just
violence.
Sheer violence and like probably deep rooted misogyny.
Oh yeah.
That was just I don't know. Oh, yeah. I don't even, you can tell the story because I don't even know
the
complete details, but I know she just got straight up punched in the face out of nowhere.
Just to fill you guys in on that, so you're kind of keeping up. I work with one of my coworkers, and she went out to a place that we all go out to every weekend, all the time. That you would say is a pretty safe place, to the extent that bars are safe, I guess.
It's like average.
Yeah. but you know, a lot of people go. I go all the time. And she was out at a bar, and she, I'm not going to name drop, obviously, and she was hanging out, you know, drinking and having a good time, and this guy is, like, hitting on her and stuff, and obviously, you know, she's like, no, I'm not interested. Whatever. The guy's, like, not leaving her alone. He comes back. He's like, hey, like, why not, blah, 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 trying to have all these justifications just to make himself feel better, probably. And eventually, you know, she kind of gets a little bit more direct, and she's like, no, I don't want to talk to you. Like, please leave me alone. And he obviously gets embarrassed, and he punches her in the face enough that she has to go get, like, an evaluation for a concussion. And, like, you know, he goes to jail, luckily, because he should be there, obviously. Yeah. But,
that's
yeah.
That's the only thing that, like, you know, as your boyfriend, like, I'm not – that happening is super scary, but I'm not as concerned as – I know you can take the mental stuff. I know you're, like, pretty tough and you're patient and, like, you're not going to let, like, a guy, like, hit on you or say, like, call you something rude because you say no to him.
Yeah.
I know that's not going to bother you. And the cool thing about you going out to bars and stuff is that you're always with your friends or you're surrounded by tons of people.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot more dangerous when you're alone and, like, maybe you're – walking home
or
like we were talking about earlier, gas stations and that kind of things. Like, yes, stuff can still happen. It's important to be vigilant, but I feel like when you're alone, it's
the chances definitely are higher.
Yeah, it's multiplied like tenfold.
But that's the thing, is like, I definitely really do refrain from, and I mean that, you know, my coworker, really quick before we change that topic, I want to say obviously it was not at all her fault. Like, she had every right speak up for herself, every right to say, I don't want this, leave me alone. And if,
and the fact that she had to say it multiple times
is ridiculous.
The first problem.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a problem that she said no the first time.
No, yeah.
And if the guy had been like, oh, okay, well, have a great rest of your night, and walked away and never left her alone, then it's like, he's not in the wrong for anything either. Like, he was just trying to enjoy his night.
Shoot your shot.
Yeah, like, saw someone that he found was attractive.
Right.
Probably walked right up to him. That,
yeah.
That takes gusto and stuff.
The problem just starts whenever it doesn't stop there.
Right.
You know?
Where he's persistent. And it's like, you were being a creep in a way now.
Very,
you know?
Like, predatorial.
Yes.
And very just not okay. And very dangerous, obviously, as we see from that. But that was just an experience that we're, like, kind of talking about, because it just goes into show, like, the amount of things that can happen. And this is just off one story. This was within maybe a week or 2 weeks. This just recently happened.
Yeah, this was, like, pretty recent.
Yeah. So that's just, you know, goes to show. But, you know, back to the walking alone and things like that, like I was saying, I really refrain from leaving when I'm alone. And if I do, I always try to, you know, walk with a group of people, or I'll call my friend and be like, hey, can you meet me or walk with me? And things like that. I try not to ever just leave a bar and, like, walk by myself.
Or, like, I'll come find you if I'm also.
Yeah. Or I'll call someone, you know, like you or someone.
If I need to pick you up, I usually pick you up, like, straight from the front door of the bar.
Yeah.
Or I'll park my car and walk to go get you. I'm like, yeah, it's, but just
there's just a lot of elements. I feel like also, like we were talking about, like, Ubers and things like that. Like, there's obviously
there's layers. There's every situation you have to be.
It's like leaving your house to leaving the bar and getting back to your door is an entire possibility for danger and violence to happen. And it's unfortunate, but it's very true.
Which
and
is, like, you need to be coherent of every factor.
Oh yeah.
Like, once you leave your door, you need to be
head on a swivel,
vigilant, which is why it's so dangerous when you're drinking, because
you may not
think, like, oh, this, maybe even female Uber driver, like, she seems so nice or whatever, but, like, you never know, like,
you never know.
They could be part of a bigger picture, sex trafficking, whatever. And then with a man, if it's just you, like, you need to be extremely
cautious. Something I think is awesome about Uber, and I recently learned this, so check this out the next time you look at an Uber, because you might find something that could really help you, like, safety wise. There's a, like, share your ride with someone, and it'll be, like, someone in your contacts. And I always share my Ubers, even if it is like a female driver, whoever it is, I always share my Uber. It makes me feel very safe. It makes me feel nice.
For
And
sure.
another thing that I recently saw, was that, you should also always like ask, like, oh, well, who's this for? And I think that's important because obviously I actually saw something.
Question, does sh when you share the Uber, like whatever, does the driver get an alert saying that you have shared the Uber?
That's a good question. I honestly don't know.
Okay, it'd be cool if it does, because that would be,
More like,
God
ooh.
forbid an Uber driver was plotting something, if they got an alert saying that the share or the ride was shared, that
Right.
would be a deterrent for anything to happen in the first place.
Something crazy I actually just saw on TikTok. This girl was getting a drive back from like some festival somewhere in California, and she had a female Uber driver, and the Uber driver started kind of taking her in like an unknown route, and she was like, that's weird. And it was like going towards the airport, and she's like, like most people avoid the airport, obviously. No route would like favor the airport out of
Right.
all routes because obviously it's usually a very high traffic area and like hard to get through and stuff like that. So she starts to kind of get a little nervous, and she's like asking the lady, like, oh, like where are we going? This is like not the route I'm used to. And she's like not really answering her. And then she kind of calls her friend's on the phone with her, and she's like, okay, just drop me off here, like that's fine. And the lady just stops answering her, just doesn't say anything. It's like a really weird situation. And then she ends up, I think, like opening the door and just running out. And then she ends up bumping into like a security guard there, and he's like, are you okay? Like, did you just get into a fight with your boyfriend? Like, what's going on? And she's like, no, some lady, like one of my Uber driver, is like driving through here, and it's really
Yeah.
weird, and I don't like it. And he's like, oh, yeah, there's actually like a high number of like sex trafficking like places at this airport that we've reported. And so that's obviously really scary. And
Yeah.
she was just kind of like giving her story time, like fresh out of the Uber, and she's like obviously freaked out. But I saw that, and it just was really scary. I was like, wow, like, and that's what makes it sad. But you really can't trust anyone. Like, you can't be too
That's
comfortable
the
any with
women can
anyone.
be, they can
Yeah.
be recruiters, they can be,
Oh, for
I
sure.
mean, I'm not even going to go down the whole Jeffrey Epstein and
No,
Ghislaine
yeah.
Maxwell thing, but they can be just as much part of it as the men. And
Absolutely.
they can even be the ones that are doing the physical
Abuse.
damage.
Yeah,
Yes.
for sure.
So yeah, it's definitely just, yeah. And then,
Yeah.
you don't even want to get me started on gas stations.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
freaking,
But that's where we
I don't
were.
even let you go to a gas station alone. Like, I'll go fill up your car for you.
Yeah, but that's where we were kind of getting into, was like, it's not only nightlife. I know that I've been kind of stressing that just because of my age range, and I'm sure a lot of like listeners may be like also falling in my age range, which is obviously really important. But also, daytime activities like going to the mall or going shopping, going to the grocery store, going on a run, going on a walk, going on a hike, all these things, you really just can't be too laid back, too like nothing's gonna happen, too careless. You really just can't think that way, because even in my experiences, like I've had really, really uncomfortable situations going to Target, going to Walmart, going to like a random store just in the middle of the day, and like things like that. And then, like he's saying, like gas stations obviously are like the absolute worst place for women to be at, really any given time, but obviously especially at night. And according to the US Bureau of Justice, there was 63,000 cases of violence annually at US gas stations, and there was about 90% of, rape or sexual assault victims that are women from like gas station violence. So that's a pretty big number and a pretty substantial difference that you're seeing in like things that are actually happening, like, or being reported at least, at gas stations, which is like really scary, obviously, because you have to get gas, you know. And I mean, not every woman has the opportunity, has like somebody, like a friend or a guy in their life that can be like, oh, can you go to the gas station for me? So if you don't have a guy in your life, even then, just maybe ask your friend to go with you, your girlfriend to go with you, and be like, hey, do you want to ride with me? Just sit in the car with me, or do something just really quick, just so that you're not going by yourself, because that definitely poses a bigger threat than to have a friend with you.
Right.
So,
Sorry, I'm drinking my water.
it's okay. but yeah, so that's most of it, I think, that we kind of got to cover.
Have you ever heard of that app? I forget what it's called, but it's the one, I'm sure you've heard of it, because I think it's been around for a couple of years. But it's, you press a button down
on your phone, so you can make it look like you're just walking like normal, and you're just holding your phone in your hand, but you hold a button down on the screen.
No.
And it's got a password set where if you release the screen and your thumb off the whatever, if you don't put it back on or enter a password in like, I think 10 seconds, like as if somebody snatched you, mm-hmm. or you just take your hand off, it immediately dials 911 and sends them your location.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, which would be a, you know, mm-hmm. you and
you have to everybody find that.
Else. Yeah, that would be a great download.
For sure.
But yeah, just stuff like that. And I mean, gas stations are terrible.
Malls are terrible.
Malls are terrible.
But then I also, and gyms are also very terrible.
But the thing about gyms is that I feel like, you know, there could be 100 people in a gym and 90%, 90 of them would, if you ran up to them and was like, guy or girl, was like, this person is making me uncomfortable, they would probably help you. In like a non-malicious way.
But that's, you know, a lot of places. And it's not that the help's not there available or readily available. But I just meant like
density-wise, there's more people in there at least. Like,
yeah. I mean, I think like also obviously with like a mall, like, there's a lot of people there. There's like security at certain malls and things like that. Right. But that still doesn't go to show like, you know, just the uncomfortability of things that are like if somebody's following you or someone's staring at you or just making you very uncomfortable. Like those kind of things are sometimes hard, which obviously goes into like the conversation of like, if you're not crazy, if you're at a place and you feel like the vibes are off and you think that this person,
listen to your gut.
Yeah. Like always trust your intuition. I promise you it's never wrong. And if you feel like this just is a really weird person or situation, you're like, I feel like this person's, you know, kind of, I'm seeing them a lot in this, you know, they're kind of following me or, you know, things like that. I feel like you just definitely just always be mindful because you'd rather be overly cautious and careful than, you know, to just have something bad happen. I feel like that's always a better case scenario than I'd rather just, you know, be a little it's cautious. Better to be like,
you know, I don't know if paranoid is the right word, but no, like you're saying, just overly cautious. Just like, and that doesn't mean like,
doesn't mean you can't have fun. You can't go anywhere. I'm not saying never leave your house, you know?
Or like you can't, like if somebody comes up to you or whatever, you have to be like, get away. Or
oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just
stranger danger.
And I think that's also just like kind of a social skill, you know, like that you develop from going out or interacting or trying to make new friends or talk to random people or just doing whatever. And as you get older or the more interactions you have, like you obtain a deeper sense of like, okay, this person's got good vibes, bad vibes, can't really tell. And if you can't tell like their motive in the first minute or 30 seconds, it's usually probably just like, it's not even, you just be careful is all I'm trying to say. Like,
yeah. But I think, you know, just always trust your intuition. I mean, it's never going to do you wrong. It's there for your safety. It's there as a integrated part of you to keep you safe and just listen to it. Don't, oh, I'm being crazy. I know that, I think that a lot of people like to coin women as like, oh, you're so crazy. And you're just, and I feel like there's a lot of gaslighting there where people are like, oh, like, women are always, no, like there's so many cases that women are like, oh, I thought that he was weird or I thought that this was happening and I didn't listen to myself and they end up dead or they end up a victim of something and horrible.
Some of those times, like it's, they change their opinion because people will be saying like, oh no, he's just,
oh yeah,
he's just sweet.
Yeah. Like, oh, he's just a nice guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you can never be too sure. And that goes with like, obviously now we have a very, very social, heavily like online based kind of life now and everything's very like media based. So obviously with like online dating and things like that, it's so important that you're just not too trusting. You're not too come meet me, you know, I'm at apartment 123, here's my address, like come over. Right. You know, no, yeah. You know,
which I want to say is a very good point because I didn't even think of this, but I don't know if whatever, but I don't know if you wanted to say this,
but you can.
You gave me the okay. We met online the first time, which
we did.
Still listen to us, but like, you know, the first time we were gonna hang out, I came to pick you up, and I thought I was being gentlemanly and polite, and I said, "Oh, give me your apartment number. I'll walk up so I can walk you out to the car." Mm-hmm. And I didn't even think of this, but you had a even smarter, like more mature response, and you said, no, like I'm gonna come out And in the end, that was because you didn't want me to know
where
you
I lived. Like, exactly. Yeah,
which is, I thought was genius. Like, even at the time, like, you told me, I think, later that night, mm-hmm. which I was like, oh.
Or I think actually, I told you later on because yeah, I didn't know like, you well enough yet.
I don't know. You told me later. Could have been like a day. Could have been like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But, and I was like, oh, that's actually really smart. And it's like ingenious. Like, that was a very,
yeah,
it was a very wise thing to do because I'm not crazy or a serial killer. But if I was, like, that would be the first step. And I feel like a lot of women would fall prey to that.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, he's being sweet.
Yeah. Or but like hookups. In reality,
like if I was crazy or was trying to like manipulate that, that would be the first thing. Like, oh, give me your apartment number. I'm going to come help you. I'm going to come walk you. I'm going to come do whatever. And then I know where your apartment is just after the first date. And I know where you live, like all those things.
Yeah.
Like, it is a very slippery slope if you aren't careful like you were.
For sure. So yeah, in that situation, mind you, this was about like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we met online. And, you know, I didn't see any red flags there. I was like, okay. So we swipe. And, yeah, like he said, he's like, yeah, I can come up. I can walk you to your door. And on the base of it, on the surface, you know, it sounds super sweet. And it's like, of course, like, please be a gentleman. But also, like he's saying, that was my motive. I was like, no. Because if you think.
You don't know me.
I don't know him. And let's say, like, it went wrong. And he ended up just being, like, a really, you know, creepy weirdo. Then he knows where I live and he can always come back and he knows probably who I live with and he probably knows if I only have girl roommates and
or
all
if
these
you
things
got a dog or if you
exactly yeah. And I feel like those are just things that you should definitely always be mindful of. That's probably gonna pick that up. You should always be mindful of that and just, you know, have fun. I don't mean to say that because as a woman it shouldn't be punishment to be a woman. You shouldn't be punished. Like, you're not allowed to do things. You're not allowed to enjoy yourself and have fun and always be on a mission of safety, because that's not fair either. But I think it is important to just be mindful of it. Just take care of yourself and just look out for yourself and look out for other women more specifically. I think that's super important. I think that whenever there's a situation that I see that I can do something, I will. And I think that I urge other women to do so also, because, you know, you have to look out for each other. You really do. You have to make sure that whether it be from, you know, what I'm trying to do right now and like raise that awareness, or in the actual act of it happening and just stepping in and being like, hey, do you need someone to go home with? Do you need a ride? Do you need me to stand here with you while you wait on your Uber? All these things are just like genuinely detrimental in like what could be happening or what would be the aftermath of a really bad situation. That
and
could be avoidable.
She knows you if you see something going on in public.
Oh yeah.
You could always be like, hey, are you okay? Or at a bar or whatever. Like, if you don't know them and you just want to pop in and say like, hey, are you okay?
No, yeah. And just being like, hey, like, yeah, is he bothering you? Like, do you need anything? Anything like that. I think that, you know, that's super important. But also, you know, I'm not trying to make this like a hating men podcast, because that's not exactly what it is. But I think that there are other men out there too who are, and I appreciate all the men out there who do step in and who will and who notice those things. And, you know, not to say that, but obviously, unfortunately, most of the violence against women is from men. So you do have to be a little bit more cautious of them, because Absolutely. That's just the way it is. But on that note, I hope that we wrapped up a majority of our topics. But I really want to thank you, Martin, for being a part of today's podcast.
Absolutely. I had a good time. Thanks for having me on.
Me too. And I will see you guys next week. Bye. Thank you for joining me on this episode of In Case You Didn't Tell You. I'm your host and producer, Lexa Henderson. Music is produced by Fori on SoundCloud. I hope to see you next time.